Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We talked about how to turn back to God. And that was a really exciting time because we really looked, just dove into God's word in 1 Samuel and how God helped the Israelites. He says, you really want to turn back?
Mm-hmm.
Can you return? And he shares with them a blueprint, a pattern mm-hmm. of what they needed to do to turn their hearts back. And we talked about Manasseh, what Manasseh did after God tried speaking to Manasseh several times.
Yeah, he got his attention.
Got his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like being bound with a ring in your nose.
And chains.
Oh,
prison.
God.
Are you saying something, Lord?
Are you saying something?
What are you trying to say?
You know, but the awesomeness of God, that out of that captivity,
mm-hmm.
even though he didn't listen to God at first, you know, sometimes things that happen to us are not necessarily, they may seem bad.
Mm-hmm.
It may seem like a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? In the end, you know, what looked to see and seemed like it was going to take you down was one of the greatest things that could have ever happened in your life. I mean, if you would have asked Manasseh and took a snapshot of that one moment of mm-hmm. his life,
right,
and said, "Hey, man, how's it going? This is horrible. This stinks.
Yeah, this is not good."
But remember that life is continually moving. It's either going to get better for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you keep going on with God. It's going to get eventually worse if you just leave God.
Right. Well, listen to what Proverbs 20 says, which confirms what you're saying. And this is the New Living Translation. It says, physical punishment cleanses away evil.
Mm.
Such discipline purifies the heart.
Wow.
So I think Manasseh had a heart transplant.
Yeah,
in the midst of, in the midst of his discipline.
Yeah. And there's nothing like that. You know, the Word of God tells us that God disciplines those that he loves.
That's
he's
right.
treating it like a son.
That's right.
And praise God for that.
Amen.
If you're going through a discipline in your life right now, if you're going through a straightening, a correcting,
mm-hmm.
hey, don't despise that. God's loving on you. Mm-hmm. He's helping you to come into alignment and helping you to come in within the fence. You've been running wild all outside the fence. God's bringing you within the fence. And he's trying to help you.
Right.
While you still can receive help, because there's going to be a moment, there's going mm-hmm. to be a time, and we're going to talk about this here in the first hour,
mm-hmm.
but there's going to be a moment in time where help is no longer going to be extended to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Genesis says that God's spirit will not always contend with man. Let me tell you something. God's contending with you right now. This is good.
That's right. It means there's still hope.
There's still hope. Absolutely, Pat. There's still hope. So Manasseh found out that, hey, this, it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you don't look at life like a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
We become a picture-crazed generation now. It's amazing with what these phones have done. They totally replaced digital cameras. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no need now to buy a camera because the phones are totally equipped with
them. I know,
them.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And they're quite good.
Yeah.
But a picture is a frozen moment of time.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to remember a season or what occurred that day or, you know, what happened during that holiday, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that picture is just that one frozen second of that time there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay stuck in your life just looking at a picture at your present and you don't realize that this too shall pass,
mm-hmm.
if you don't realize that, you know, with God and keeping your gaze and focus on the Lord, that, you know, greater and better days are ahead of you, you'll stay stuck, you know, and what you keep before you, whatever's your vision, it's going to mm-hmm. become your destiny.
That's right.
You know, if Manasseh just stayed there in that prison and just kept playing with the ring in his nose.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? He kept looking at the cell.
Right. Started decorating it.
Ooh.
Getting comfortable.
That's right.
You know what? These prison walls aren't so bad.
Right.
Yeah. A little paint on them, man.
Mm-hmm. At least I'm alive.
Yeah.
At least I'm alive.
Yeah.
And if you stay stuck in that place, that's where you're going to remain.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, you can have a better vision. And your vision and your roadmap and your focal point
mm-hmm.
is in God.
Right.
You know, God will take your mess and make it your message if you allow him to.
That's right.
You know, you can get bitter, you can get better. But you can't get both. You know, you have to choose. You have to decide, am I going to cooperate? Am I going to learn from what it is that God's showing me? You know, we all go through trials and tribulations, what James says, right?
That's right.
But welcome your trials as friends.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, because God's teaching you. He's treating you like a son. He's treating you like a daughter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no discipline sounds good at the time, but in the end, when it's all said and done,
all right.
You know, and I'm the type, I try to really, really hard, really, really hard. But I try to borrow the experience so that I don't have to buy the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to share that often with folks because, you know, there are some experiences that you will just have to buy.
Yeah.
Nobody can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much that you can borrow that you don't have to take on yourself. So, I want to encourage you. We're here to encourage you and enlighten you and share some just wisdom with you. Listen, if you're going through some of these struggles and going through some of corrections and God is working with you, work with Him.
All right.
Well, you know, remain on the wheel. Let the potter do his work. You know, sometimes you just got to start on over.
Right.
He's like,
yeah.
God, can you just crush this real quick and just start all over? He's trying to work with something that can't be worked. Something's
right.
Going to throw that thing back on the wheel and say, let's start again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start again. And that's the great thing about the Lord is that He's willing and able and loves us enough to start again.
Mm-hmm.
To start again. There is hope in the Lord. Amen?
Amen. That's good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.